T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mets postgame show, the WCBS Mets Radio Network, 5-1. The Mets meet the Phillies tonight. The highlights are brought to you by Smithtown Nissan. See FINA first at Smithtown Nissan. They're staying on top by keeping their prices at the bottom. Steven Matz looking for some redemption tonight against the Philadelphia Phillies. They beat him up in his last start at Citizens Bank Park. 8 runs allowed without an out being recorded. But Matz would get 6 consecutive outs to begin the game tonight. A 1-2-3 first, including a strikeout of Bryce Harper. A perfect second. He punched out Phil Gosselin to end that inning. And the Mets would have a couple of base runners early on against Jake Arrieta tonight. But they would not score until the bottom of the third, when Brandon Nimmo would lead off with a single. Nimmo stole second, advanced to third on a throwing error by JT Realmuto. Jeff McNeil flied out to left, but it was Pete Alonso that gave the Mets the lead.
The pitch. Line toward first, a base hit. Just inside the bag, down the line. Nimmo scores. On to second goes Alonso. Harper digs it out of the corner. Alonso slides into second. It's an RBI double, and the Mets take a 1-0 lead.
Pete Alonso reaching out pitch that was out of the strike zone and just punched it toward the right field corner. Inside the bag and fair down the line as Alonso picks up his 20th run batted in with that double. Yet another extra base hit. He already had the Mets record for extra base hits through the first 21 games of a career. And he added one to that total tonight with that double to the right field corner, scoring Brandon Nimmo and giving the Mets a 1-0 lead. Wilson Ramos was up 2 batters later, and Ramos, of course, one of the best hitters in baseball with runners in scoring position dating back to the beginning of last year. Jake Arrieta had not allowed a hit with a man in scoring position until Alonso's double, and then he would give up a second hit quickly to Ramos.
3-1 pitch. Ramos hits it hard up the middle, a base hit into center field. Alonso rounds third. He heads home. Altair throws to the plate. It's cut off. Alonso scores. Wilson Ramos has an RBI single. The Mets, a 2-0 lead.
Wilson Ramos continuing to deliver. He's second on the team in RBIs. He knocked in Pete Alonso with that base hit. He's batting .375. With runners in scoring position. Mets up 2. Steven Matz would strike out Bryce Harper to begin the top of the fourth. Harper went down looking. He had a bad attitude about it as he went back toward the bench. We would hear more from Harper soon after, but first it was Rhys Hoskins who got the Phillies on the board.
2-1. Hoskins reaches out. It's a high drive. Left center. It's deep. Lagares is back at the warning track in front of the wall. He looks up and it's gone. A home run for Rhys Hoskins. It cleared the M&M suite seats and landed in the first row of the bleachers in left center field. Rhys Hoskins had gone 7 straight games without an extra base hit, but he's got his 6th home run of the year. And the Phillies are on the board. It's a 2-1 Mets lead.
The bringer of dingers, his 4th straight game with a home run here at Citi Field. Tied for the longest streak in the ballpark's history. It's also been done by Buster Posey, Christian Yelich, and Troy Tulowitzki. Rhys Hoskins adds his name to that list with a home run in the 4th, and the Mets' lead was cut to 2-1. Michael Franco would then draw a walk, but Steven Matz battled back. Phil Gosselin lined to center. And while Cesar Hernandez was at the plate, a strike was called against Hernandez that seemed to irritate Bryce Harper all the way from the Phillies bench.
Gabe Kapler is coming out toward the home plate umpire. Harper's right behind him. Mark Carlson, the home plate umpire, as Gabe Kapler has to fend off Bryce Harper behind him. Harper in the face of the home plate umpire, getting pushed away by Gabe Kapler, and now Dusty Watson, the third base coach, as Kapler goes nose to nose with Carlson.
What a scene it was. Bryce Harper bursting out of the dugout after he was ejected by the home plate umpire for arguing balls and strikes. Harper's 12th career ejection. That's a lot. And his first in a Phillies uniform. He's the first Philly to get poked out of a game. The first Phillies player to get thrown out since June of 2015. Justin DeFreitas was being a bad boy on a summer night in 2015. But tonight it was Harper who got thrown out. And really, you could almost make an argument that was the turning point, because the Phillies just got nothing going offensively after that. Cesar Hernandez would single right then and there after the Harper ejection, but following Hernandez's base hit, the Phillies never had another base runner in this game. 16 consecutive Phillies were retired to end the ballgame, 7 of them from Mets, who painted the corners tonight, brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store or SherwinWilliams.com and learn how to make the most of your color with the very best paint. The other 9 from the combination of Lugo, Familia, and Diaz, 3 perfect innings, 4 strikeouts from the Mets bullpen tonight following Matz's 6 innings. But we'll save the turning point for Jeff McNeil, who was finally able to knock one out of the yard tonight off of Jake Arrieta.
1-1 to McNeil, hit deep to right field, down the line and on the way, and gone for a home run! Into the lower stands in right field for Jeff McNeil, his first home run of the year, and the Mets have a 3-1 lead. That was a line drive home run by McNeil.
McNeil 7-for-13 in his career against Jake Arrieta. He has punished the Phillies so far. A .483 average for McNeil in 15 games against the Phillies. 28 hits in 58 at-bats against Philadelphia dating back to last season. It's crazy. But McNeil with the highest average since at least 1913 against the Phillies for a player with at least 50 at-bats against them. He's had at least 2 hits in 11 of the 13 games he's played against Philadelphia, including 4 in a row. McNeil didn't need x-rays after the game after getting hit by a pitch in the bottom of the 7th. The Mets will hope that those are good and that McNeil can get back out there tomorrow to face Zach Eflin. But that home run, tonight's chock full of nuts, turning point of the game. Listen to WCBS 880 tomorrow in the 8 a.m. hour during Sports with Brad Heller for your chance to win. If the 88th caller correctly identifies the turning point, they'll win a pair of Mets tickets. The turning point sponsored by Chock Full of Nuts, New York's coffee since 1932. Mets with a 3-1 lead after McNeil's home run. They would add to it in the bottom of the 7th, a sloppy inning from the Phillies. Juan Lagares singled. He advanced all the way to third on a fielder's choice off the bat of J.D. Davis when Cesar Hernandez tried to shovel to second to retire Lagares and flip the ball into shallow left field. Lagares would end up scoring later. Jeff McNeil was hit by a pitch to load the bases. Then the Phillies brought in Juan Nicasio to face Pete Alonso. He got hit by a pitch to force in a run. Michael Conforto would then get a sac fly to score another run as Davis came home, and the Mets had a 5-1 lead. That would be the final here tonight at Citi Field as the Mets take the first of this 3-game series against the Phillies. They beat the Phillies tonight 5-1.